I just want to know if I have anybody out there whose mind is stuck in the past. Like, I know I'm not the only one. I didn't even want to move on because I was scared to leave my brothers behind. You know, like, it's like I'm scared to see, you know, myself alone. You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm always alone, but I just rather be with people that love me for real. You know, like my sisters, my friends, my brothers, you know, we were inseparable. You get what I'm saying? Still are. I guess I'm in my feelings and I'm running because I miss them so much. You know, my mom, every day I be wanting to just pack up and move back home. But it's just like, you know, that's not an option. You get what I'm saying? I have places to go. That's not an issue. It's just my mindset is too big for my hometown. You know what I'm saying? I'm never going to progress if I'm steady running back home. You get what I'm saying? That's not what I want to do. I want to progress. I want to, you know, see how far I can go. But it's just like, damn, I wish my friends can come with me. It's so hard not being around them. Like, you know, I didn't know it was going to be this hard. And I know a lot of people probably listening to me like, no, it's just your friends. You can call your friends, talk to them on the phone. And I do a lot, like probably too much, but it's just still not the same, you know. It's definitely not the same. For a long time, my friends were my voice, were my eyes. It was just like they were my heart outside my body, you know. So to leave them and move and to do things on my own, you know, it's different. I really miss my friends. I really, really do. Even though some of my friends, all my friends, we all have different relationships. You get what I'm saying? With each other, with other people. You get what I'm saying? But it's just like, we all know how to communicate when something is bothering us. You get what I'm saying? Some do, some working on it. But I just feel like the friendships I have, these been my friends since I was 14 years old. You get what I'm saying? Some longer than that, you know? I just wish I could just buy a big ass crib. Everybody move in there, like, with their families and every motherfucking thing. Like, have enough rooms so motherfucking could get their own section of the house, you know? That's how I think. That's how bad I want my people living with me. To come home to my friends, you know. I would love that. Instead of coming home to no fucking body. Literally, nobody, like. But you know, I feel like me, I'm scared to be alone because, you know, I'm scared of what I might do. Good or bad, you get what I'm saying? Sometimes I have those days where I'm depressed. And honestly, I'm just going to say this because this is a MACD rant. You know what I'm saying? I just feel as if, you know, I beat depression. You know, I felt as though I beat depression and I was good, you know. I made it. But then it's just like, damn. when you have... the sickness, you get what I'm saying? When you're sick and just whatever, you know, whatever the fuck you feeling, like, that shit don't just go away because you went over one stone. You get what I'm saying? You took that leap of faith and you got over one hurdle in your life. The shit don't stop, you know, like, for example, I'll always use myself because it's my show. Just last year, not too long ago, I was battling depression for months. No one knew. You know what I'm saying? No one knew. I was depressed. I was, you know, sad a lot, crying a lot. You know, I just didn't know what was next for me, you know. just felt like I was waking up like a robot. Like, you know, that was kind of hard for me. And I just really didn't know what to do about it, you know, until I got over a little milestone. You know, I thought everything was cool. I thought I could handle everything. But now it's just like, felt like I went a step back or something. I don't know what the fuck going on. You know, I don't know. I don't know. But what I do know is the depression didn't stop. Because soon as it felt like I was going backwards. And it's like I felt myself going backwards. It's like soon as I was going backwards, I felt myself going back into... It's like depression was welcoming with full fucking arms, you know? So for 2 days, I just been sleeping, smoking like a motherfucker. You know, my friends been around, but they don't notice, you know? But I can feel it. I can feel it, you know? I can feel myself just drowning in my own fucking sorrows. And the only thing that helps me is talking to y'all. I swear to God, just ranting, talking. Even if the shit don't make sense, just talking makes me feel so fucking much better. Like, I can't even explain it. And that's what I should have been did, you know? And I started off talking about my friends because I woke up this morning with my friends on my mind. And I'm just like, man, I really... really miss my friends. You get what I'm saying? I just really, and I say that because whenever I felt depressed or anxious or didn't know what the fuck was going on with me, sometimes couldn't even put the fucking word to it, being around my friends just always made me feel better. Not even necessarily forget, you get what I'm saying? Like, you know how smoking and drinking, people smoke and drink to forget their problems, but be around my friends, it just made me want to talk about my problems. You get what I'm saying? Just made me want to just talk to them, just be around them, you know? Not so much as because I thought I was gonna hurt myself, just because I just needed to talk, you know? I just need to be around some love. Like, you feel the love. I know I do. Anytime I go around my friends, I just feel the love. I feel their vibes. I just want to love them all the time. You know? That's what makes me happy. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes me get out the funk I'm in. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, y'all. I can be honest with myself because if you don't, you know, you never know what you're going through. You never know how to express yourself or even talk. Like, I'm one of those people. I know what I like, you know. I know my favorite color, my favorite movie. I know what makes me mad, what makes me sad. You get what I'm saying? I catch shit when people talking. Have I caught a lot of shit? Like, you know, I read people. I can read people through text. You get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's a gift. You get what I'm saying? And a curse. Because it makes me fall back from people. You know? And people... You might not know why. Why the fuck she falling back from me? Why I ain't heard from MacD all day? You get what I'm saying? Because I've caught, you feel me? I caught the drip. Like, I felt the vibe. You know, you not really fuck with me for real. You know, so I'm gonna move on. Like, that's the type of person I am. One fuck up, one miscommunication, one misunderstanding, one miss any motherfucking thing to make me feel any type of way, and I'm gone. Because this is how I look at it. Once upon a time, you never knew me. You get what I'm saying? Once upon a time, I never knew you. So why dwell on something that can be totally fixed? You get what I'm saying? Completely fixed. By us just simply not knowing each other again. Like, just forget about it. Eventually, you'll forget about me. I'll forget about you. You know? But not my friends. Not my brothers. Not my sisters. Not my homegirls. You know, not my best friends. They gonna hit my line damn near every day if they can. Because I know they miss me too, you know? And I just feel like, damn, like, I don't have no kids. Most of my listeners, if you didn't know, now you know. You know, I have godchildren, but I don't have children of my own. I have nieces and nephews. No. So I admit, I get bored. You know, I want to say lonely because, you know, I live with my cousin and my friend. We live together, so I wouldn't say I'm lonely because my cousin is very fucking annoying. So I wouldn't say that. You know, I'll just say I'm finding myself. At 24 years old, y'all, I am finding myself. Like, and it's scary. You know, anybody else out there, like, don't have it figured out? Or am I just, I know I'm not the only fucking one. Like, and I know a lot of people be like, I don't have it figured out either. Yeah, but you have children. And you have to have it figured out for them. Not all the way, but you know what you're doing it for. You get what I'm saying? So you ain't got it figured out all the way, but you have a reason. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't even have a reason, y'all. But it's like, I need to be that reason for me to keep going. You get what I'm saying? Depression is real, y'all. So fucking real. And I've just, whenever I feel myself going into that part of me, I want to talk. You get what I'm saying? That's only how I can get up out of it. That's only how I can, you know, knock that shit off and get up and handle my motherfucking business. Like, this was simply just a MACD rant, y'all. I think I'm going to start doing these more often, you know? Just get up, say whatever the fuck is on my motherfucking mind, you know? It wasn't pimp shit. It was some MACD shit. But y'all know how we get down. Thank y'all for listening to me. Peace out.